computers are shipped into Nigeria duty-free, making them affordable and popular among ordinary Nigerians. The federal government says most of their appliances end up as toxic waste and a potential environmental and health hazard. An American-based non-governmental organization, Basel Action Network, reported last year that some 400,000 second-hand computers are imported every month through the Lagos seaport. The government hopes the introduction of duties will stem the current influx. Environmentalists have long warned about the implication of the proliferation of e-waste across Nigeria. Piles of discarded computers litter dump sites in Nigerian cities, often close to densely populated neighborhoods. Nigerian Environmental Society Secretary General Leslie Adogunmi says e-waste is a serious problem in Nigeria.
A recent decision by the federal government to look into the continuous importation of these computers is a welcome idea. E-waste has become a major source of very hazardous chemical substances. And because largely we have a kind of environment that has been unregulated, a lot of environmental poisoning has been attributed to accumulation of some of these e-waste.
With a population of more than 140 million, analysts say Nigeria has been turned into a huge dumping ground for a range of merchandise. Adogunmi says the authorities should urgently seek recycling of e-waste in Nigeria.
The recycling option is very paramount if you're ready to do that, and it will need a life cycle trading approach because we need to follow up the importers of such equipment up till the end of the consumer. Recycling is a very good option.
Most developed countries are increasingly regulating the disposal of unwanted electronic appliances. Nigeria, as in many other developing countries, is yet to rise up to the challenge. Gebede Castor for VOA News, Abuja.